وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We are trying to look at the trait of shukr, being grateful and thankful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and having gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that He has given us. One of these blessings that Allah has given us is the ability to be thankful in the first place. And we said being thankful, it means that we have to give back from that which we have been given. Many people around us that we see in the world, they are not in this mindset where they need to give back and help their fellow human beings and try to help other people and come to their needs, or even have compassion or have empathy towards anyone. Now, as human beings, the more we get in touch of, you know, with this dunya and with the material world, the more we will derail from the path and move from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further and further. And the more we move further away from Allah, the more we become bad to His servants, to His creation. So it is vital that me and you understand the concept of shukr and also try to apply it. So how does one become amongst those who are shakirin, those who are grateful, those who have gratitude towards that which Allah gives? One is at-tafakkur, and that's pretty much the key to everything, is to think, to contemplate about the ni'am, the blessings that Allah has given us, which sometimes we seem to forget. Every time we wake up, we don't realize what kind of blessings that Allah has given us. You wake up, you automatically being given another day. That's a blessing. You've been given the blessings of ni'mah, of life, the pleasure of life itself. You lived another day. You have a healthy body. You have a roof over your head. You have kids and you have children, you have parents. Where millions, if not billions of people around the world don't have what you have. So we need to be thankful, don't we? But sometimes that will never cross our minds. We wake up thinking that everything that there is and everything that we have is only because we made it possible. And obviously this is how the shaitan wants me and you to think. Now, in order for us to be amongst those who give thanks and gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to begin by ourselves, and we begin with thought, contemplation, and thinking. So there's a process that needs to go through my mind. I need to change things around and see it in a different light. that I see everything around me, everything I have, wherever I am, it is nothing but blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's take a short break and then we will come back inshallah.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Another thing that we have to keep in mind when it comes to trying to become grateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we need to stop looking at other people. Because sometimes we make it a habit that we're always comparing ourselves to others. Those who have wealth, those who have riches, those who have cars and houses and spouses. We're constantly wanting to be like them. And that kind of look, it actually makes us not only not neglect Allah and not be grateful for what we have, but it will make us complain about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you don't need to say it verbally, but this is what your hal, this is what your status is saying, that I am not happy with whatever I have. Allah hasn't given me what I need. So you see that you're obviously going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here. So when we stop looking at those above us and we start to look at the ones below us, then the mind will change, the mindset will change. So instead of looking at poor, rich people, look at the poor ones. How many poor people who don't have nothing at all? Now, sometimes I look at myself like, I haven't got much money. But when I say I don't have much money, at least I have like a couple of $100 in my pocket, to say the least. But obviously, when I compare myself to those above me, I see myself poor. But at the same time, at least I have a house, I have this. I might be struggling because life is about struggle. Maybe I have to pay rent, I have to pay bills, maybe I'm behind on my rent. But if I look at those who are under me, who have absolutely nothing, then the picture changes. So we need to look at the people under us, not the people above us. If we constantly keep looking up, we will never thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we look down, then we will be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we can see the ni'am, the blessings that I have that other people don't have. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salamullah says in a hadith, وَكْثَرْ أَن تَنْظُرْ إِلَى مَنْ فُضُّلْتَ عَلَيْهِ فِي الرَّزْقِ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَبْوَابَ الشُّكْرِ. Always, constantly, continuously, look at the people that you were given a higher priority or at least privilege above. And that is a door of shukr, a door of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter who you are, no matter what you have, you will always have something that someone else does not have. Even if a person was poor and he has no money, and he was homeless living in the streets, but he would at least have something that maybe someone else does not have. Shukr. They say that Musa alayhi salam was asked to see the most thankful and grateful person. Allah says to him, go this place and you'll find a person sitting there. Musa goes there, he finds a person who was blind. He could not walk, if I remember correctly, and he couldn't do much. And that man, all he can do is say thanks and praise to Allah So Musa said to him, old man, what are you thanking Allah for? He have nothing, he can't walk, he can't see, he can't do anything. And the man said to him, Allah has given me a tongue that is grateful, that supplicates to him. That itself is a ni'mah. What we need to do is always look at the people below us so we can develop this sense of shukr towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasooli wa ali nabiyil azim. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasooli wa ali nabiyil azim.